think like that, God is in the heart. Everyone and talks to us via Gabriel. What is this Gabriel? Gabriel is the lucky one that will see that beauty of beloved and will absorb the power from that. Remember, we are telling you all this, we are opening this for you to do because you need the Gabriel. Excuse me, you need inspiration. Remember, I jumped from that Vahya to inspiration in your heart, we talk about it. Yes, some magical voice in me will tell. This is the inspiration. The power of this comes from watching the truth. If you're an honest artist, you touch the truth, which is the ugliest part in front of you, you make a masterpiece. So you should remember where the power is coming from. Yes?
Likewise, know this power of the Abdal of God to be from God, not from viands and from trays.
So you want to become one of these transformed? You the transformer? You should understand that the energy doesn't come from feeding yourself. Do you remember we talked about this feeding yourself? Book 2. Remember the guy who will not feed the donkey will not walk, we said, oh, you, wait a minute. Do not teach this animal the stuff you learn here. This is not for the animal. The animal, you should bring the proper food for the animal, and that's your responsibility. Here, this is the food for your soul. Do not mix it up. Here, you will say, the power of the food is not even there. Here is just by having just and justice in your view. Means you see everything through that. That will give you the force that Gabriel could have. Yes?
Their bodies too have been molded of the light, so that they have transcended the spirit and the angel.
Means when you transform, even your body will transform. Is it a nonsense or what? The physicians here. Does it?
Yeah.
If you dig a little bit, this is what Rumi could not really give to the people, and for me it's easy to give it to you. Because nowadays, scientifically, they will tell you that your mood will change your chemical complex, and you are that chemical complex. Of course you will change. This is humanity. This is that source of passion which could make you mad. It's not the knowledge, it's more than that. Yes?
Inasmuch as thou art endowed with the qualities of the Almighty, pass beyond the fire of the maladies, like Khalil.
What does that mean, really? Anyone? Yeah, let's go for book 2. Remember, beginning of the book 2, the first paragraph was a very long one, 3 different sections. The third one, he said, Abraham. Abraham is the one. You have to go through the fire. Yes, you have to go through a process of pain to get rid of the animal. Because the intelligence doesn't give up easily. Why should it? She's declared the boss for millennia now. Why should it give up in me to be the boss? Intelligence wants to be the boss. My brain wants to be my boss. I should slap it. Because if my hand wants to be my boss, I will change it with an artificial lamp. My head is not my boss. There is no boss here. Here is only the heart. So we go back to Abraham and, yes.
To thee also the fire will become coolness and safety. O thou to whose complexion the elements are slaves.
Ah, what is this, a slave? Do you remember the slavery you talked about? Do you remember that two slave you have? Which you can communicate with the other one through the other one, blah, 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 blah. Fall on the essence and all that. He said, remember, we talked about this, right? So, here, there is a slave part of you to do the jobs for you, okay? But remember, we talked about it right at the beginning. We said, you should transform. There is a place, there is a space, there is a mood or something that from here to here, everything changes. And that comes with one thing only. Why we talk about Abraham? Was he a good guy? No, he was a bad guy. Because his father was a very bad fellow, idol maker. He was the son of an idol maker. He was idol making. He was doing all that nasty stuff. No excuses. Remember with Pharaoh, we give him all the power, no excuses. Here to Abraham, we give all the bad stuff, no excuses. One day he will say, I like something that doesn't go down. Something which doesn't perish so easily. That's the only thing he followed. And for that, he was ready to be burned. When he went in, he transformed. Who am I talking about? You people! That is a makeup story. Huh? There is no really one fellow walking in the fire. That's a story. You should walk in the fire. Yes? Egocentrism should burn out in me. Remember book one, we said, polish and polish and polish forever. Here we don't talk about the thing you do, then you have the benefit. Would you please somehow remember this? There are two different things to do. One is to do something for a purpose. The other one is doing something just for doing something. This is what we're talking about. Intelligence will say, do something to have that stuff or to arrive there. Here we'll say, let's have a walk in the garden. We are not going anywhere. We don't want anything else out of it. Just walking in the garden is beautiful, isn't it? It's like sitting down listening to Mozart. Yes, my mom believed that I'm wasting my time. I should do something to make more money. That's the dilemma. Remember, this is why we bring in Abraham. He was ready to be burned for a pure, clean idea, right? You could do the same. And you should do the same. You should be burned. Remember, right at the beginning we said there are differences. Logically, scientifically, you should absorb and add to yourself. Adding to yourself is the process of science. Here, reducing something from yourself we need, because the animal which exists now is really misplaced. Look at this. Yeah, but it's misplaced, isn't it? It's not even scary, it's ridiculous if I do this. Why do you clip your nail? That's a defense. No, it's misplaced because this magical machine needed a lot of stuff to start. Now it doesn't. This is when we talk about the jealousy. Jealousy is the basic for animal kingdom. In me, it's no good. Why? Because over there, jealousy never hurts a goat. But here jealousy will give me the depression. And guess what? I'm jealous about her and she will be happier when she looks at me depressed. Doesn't work anymore. It is changed. In this book, inshallah, we will help you to come out and visit the real humanity. He will show you the group that are not. For the first time, they will exclude, you will see, even exclude the knowledgeable, clever fellow, a good philosopher who has the answer for everything, but is not happy himself. I say, excuse me, if you're not happy, you want to give me the key of happiness? It doesn't work that way. Yes, the next verse, please.
The elements are the substance of every complexion, but this complexion of thine is superior to every grade. This complexion of thine is of the simple world. It has now gathered up the attributes of unity.
You see, even when he's reading it, you will realize that this was some out-of-place stuff. It was not normal, the sentence. The words even, the complexion of the thing, of the all of that. First of all, because it's mistranslated, it cannot be really translated. Second of all, yes, it is like that. And that's where I want to leave it for next time. Here, the words are like this. First is that your existence, your real existence is from this physical universe. I mean, your physical body has some parts of this physical universe and all that, okay? You are a complex machine. You are a complicated stuff. That's the first verse. The second one is, now I think you are at the point to learn the adjective of unity. Remember the unity, which is the next step, book 4, right? And we know that unity is a lot of stuff, and in religions they distort it, they talk a lot about it. It's the main key. Here, the word is here, but in a completely different meaning. And okay, the unity we want to work later. Here you should learn it, because when you want to become richer, you go and grab this and that and that. Then you have to unify them, right? So you have to understand how to bring the different details you're learning here and there together. Scientifically, the information plus information plus information. Here, no. Here. One thing, two things, yin and yang. New thing. You will become new by understanding how it works, what is the unity of ideas, why there is one source, why we believe in that. And this is a subject that is a little bit difficult. Read the next verse, please. And that will be the last.
Oh, alas, the area of the people's understandings is exceeding narrow. The people have no throat.
I want to give you the treasure. I know how to give it to you. But you should remember, it's not a piece of cake. It's not that easy. Why? Because I'm talking about understanding. And I didn't say understanding one thing. Like, if you learn philosophy, you go take the courses of philosophy. That's not what I'm talking about. When do you bring all these you learn in this course of philosophy, in that course, when do you bring them together, unite them to make a clear idea for you? That's what I'm talking about. And I know how difficult it is, because you have learned to have a principle in here and have something else in here and something else over there. Whenever you like it, you go here. Did we talk